And welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Is this the right time for business owners to think bigger and expand their businesses? One expert says yes, and that franchising is a great way to do just that. To talk about what it takes and the growth opportunities out there, I'm joined by certified franchise executive Shelley Sun. She's the CEO of Bright Star Care with more than 200 locations nationwide and the author of the new book, Grow Smart, Risk Less, A Low Capital Path to Multiplying Your Business Through Franchising. Welcome to the program, Shelley.
Thank you so much.
You know, it seems that running a single business in this current economic environment can be hard enough. Is this the ideal time to consider franchising a business? Isn't it a potentially risky move?
I think it's absolutely the right time to be thinking about the way to create more jobs and expand opportunity. You know, the unemployment has held at 9.1% for nearly a year now, so there aren't necessarily jobs. So I think more executives are being, unable to find jobs, and they're looking for a way to kind of create their own opportunity, and business ownership can be exactly the way to do that. And what we saw is that, you know, spending $500,000 might get us two more company-owned locations, but it was really the amount of money that we needed to be able to enable us to create 250 locations in 5 years through the franchising model.
As you know, you say a low capital path to franchising. How little capital does it really take to pursue a franchising effort?
I think it varies based upon the model and whether there's real estate involved. But, you know, for us, I mean, again, it would have been about $500,000 to open two locations, and with $500,000, which was a seed money we had for franchising, to not just launch. Launching is probably $100,000 to $150,000, but the additional capital really saw us through until our kind of recurring revenue stream from royalties from franchisees offset our infrastructure costs.
Now, you grew this Bright Star Care to, I guess, more than 200 locations. Now, can you tell me how exactly does that process occur in terms of actually expanding at such an enormous rate?
Well, we select franchisees, and so we are out online. We're through broker networks looking for executives that have led large teams that are appropriately capitalized to become franchisees and represent our brand in their local community. So we teach them how to do home care, how to do healthcare staffing, how to hire the right people and service and, you know, get business and keep customers and do that at the local level. And they're using our technology and our marketing and branding to be able to do that. So, you know, we've kind of laid the groundwork that they're able to then learn and execute at the local level, really creating a win-win where we're able to use the capital of franchisees to replicate the model at the local level. And we kind of share in our mutual success. As they grow, we make more money as well.
I see. So in terms of you franchising a business, is there a limited risk involved in the sense that you're having these local folks working the effort on their terms and you're hoping they succeed and you help them do that, but if they don't, that the risk to you would be somewhat limited?
I think that's exactly right. I mean, but the way that we would suggest, you know, going about franchising a business is you'd first have a corporate-owned model that you know could be successful and makes money, and then you've expanded that to one or two more additional locations to know you know how to document things to expand the model, and then it's, you know, it's a bell-shaped curve. Some franchisees are going to do very well. Some are going to be in the middle, and some may not perform well, just like employees, but from an overall brand perspective, as long as the franchisor is being very diligent in who they select, which we go through completely exactly how to roadmap to make sure your franchise concept is franchisable, how do you build the core team that you need internally, how do you select the right franchisees, and then how do you support them for success over time, completely soup to nuts, every single step that you need to be a successful franchisor is laid out in the book.
I see. And tell me at least one of the key attributes that you look for when you look for these team leaders.
We're looking for franchisees that are passionate about growing a successful business. They understand that perseverance is going to be necessary. You're going to have good and bad days, and they have to be able to see the glass as half full and push through to make it happen. And they're completely accountable that the success or failure in their market is theirs. We kind of lead the horse to water, so to speak. They have to drink and produce the results.
I'm talking to certified franchise executive Shelley Sun. She's the CEO of Bright Star Care with more than 200 locations nationwide and the author of the new book, Grow Smart, Risk Less, A Low Capital Path to Multiplying Your Business Through Franchising. So, Shelley, it's quite an amazing story, the story of Bright Star Care. You launched your effort to franchise in 2005, and now you have over 200 locations. Can you give me a sense of how that process unfolded? Did it begin in a very slow way and then exponentially pick up?
Well, we had a company-owned location and expanded to a second and then a third in our first 3 years of operation. So we began in 2002. We actually had an opportunity in 2004 to invest in two hotel chains and we actually become franchisees. And we saw franchising through the franchisee's eyes and thought it could be an amazing way, if we did it right, to enable a franchising opportunity with our own business. And so I think what's made us very successful is we wear the franchisor hat, but every single day we're wearing the franchisee hat, completely committed about how do we continue to improve the model to help our franchisees be successful. And that's really what we focus on in the book. It's not just about selling franchises. It's absolutely about selecting the right franchisees, onboarding them, and really creating in them an ability to be very successful, because the more revenues our franchisees generate, the more money we make as well.
So you have over 200 locations. Now, I wonder, when you were in this process, what percentage would you say end up failing as you grow the business?
Very small. We're less than 3% failure rate. But we only approve less than 1% of those that actually come to us and are interested in our franchise opportunity. So for us, it's not about selling franchises. It's about selecting absolutely the best franchisees.
I know your particular field of home care and healthcare is booming, so your timing probably couldn't have been better. Are there any other industries that you view as just as expansive right now?
I think everybody eats out, so I think the food sector is one that there will always be a need for. I think anything that has to do with taking care of seniors, taking care of pets, and educating children, those are always going to be three areas, again, of great need. But really, there's, you know, almost anything that you come in contact with on a daily basis, whether it's an egg muffin at McDonald's in the morning, whether it's, you know, sleeping at a Holiday Inn Express at night. So many of the things that we interact with, if you have your home cleaned, if you have a handyman come out, if you have your parents or children taken care of, many of the daycares and tutoring programs for children across the country, those are all franchise models. So really, once you start looking, it's amazing to find anything that can't be possibly franchised.
I wonder, in your franchise and in general, how involved are you in the setup costs for each local franchise?
Well, I'm very involved in surveying our franchisees as to what it costs them to get into our business, to make sure we're giving an accurate representation to new franchisees every year. And we are very diligent about ways that we can take costs out of the model so that the cost for capitalization for our new franchisees continues to go down over time. But we're very active. I mean, I just actually got finished having one-on-one calls with every single one of my franchisees in August and September, so I'm very intimately involved in, you know, where things are going very well, what their pain points are, making sure that our senior team is continuing to retool and make the franchisees better. And I talk a lot about how do you communicate and gather feedback from your franchisees so they know that they're heard, and you use that to always be improving the model. And we go through all of those communication and support strategies in the book.
One last thing. I know you're planning on having over 400 Bright Star locations or Bright Star Care locations in the future. Is there a point where you've maximized the number of franchises you should have?
Absolutely. Even before we started, we built out a mapping system for the entire U.S., worked with a third party to do that, making sure that we were really looking at each territory so it had viable characteristics of the number of total population, the number of seniors, average household income. So the U.S. for us will hold about 700 locations, but our plan would be to get to approximately 400 locations committed to by the end of 2012, and we're kind of well on our way to be able to accomplish that. It will take take us a few more years to get fully sold out in the U.S., but we look forward to an opportunity to continue to develop additional franchise brands to help our franchisees continue to look for ways to horizontally grow and continue to meet customers' expectations in their markets.
Certified franchise executive Shelley Sun, she's the CEO of Bright Star Care with more than 200 locations nationwide and the author of the new book, Grow Smart, Risk Less, A Low Capital Path to Multiplying Your Business Through Franchising. Thank you very much for joining me, Shelley.
Thank you so much.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.